let's put them into your self-directed Roth IRA, because you fund that, you open that up with the money that you contribute to fund your self-directed Roth IRA, you've already paid taxes on the seeds.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Okay, guys and gals, Mike Butler here. And this episode for Market Mondays on the 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast is to review your goals that you set for the year, because here it is, smack dab the middle of 2021. We're in June now, and it's time to review your mid-year, the goals that you set for the year, because it's middle of the year. You should be halfway there. So carefully review the goals that you set for this year. And back when we set our goals in January, COVID was a monster, and we had to make some adjustments in the goals that we set. But COVID is gradually evaporating now, so we're getting closer back to normal, and it looks like they're going to remove a lot of the restrictions and mask wearing and all that that's coming down the pike. And so we might need to adjust or tweak our goals that we set back in January a little bit. Now, first and foremost, out of all of this stuff across every aspect of your life is personal safety. Yeah, I've got a law enforcement background. I retired early from that. But you see it all over the news in my town and many other towns across America that violence has just gone through the roof. Murder rates are up. They want to defund the police. And who are you going to call? You're not going to call Ghostbusters. Even if you do call the police, they have a hard time showing up. And it's not the police officer's fault. It's just society's got this anti-police attitude right now. So you need to take care of yourself, your family members. And I'm not saying go out and buy a whole bunch of guns and pistols and shotguns and all that, but we need to think about personal safety. And one thing to do there is please do not go around knocking on doors to collect rent. Please do not allow your kids or yourself or your spouse or your employees to go show a vacant unit or show a house for sale if you're a real estate agent by themselves. You're just setting the stage. You're giving them opportunity, and they know the police won't do anything right now. So personal safety is huge. So here's a couple of things that might help you out in that department. Number one, I would get spend $30, go to Amazon. They make ink pens that have a video camera in it. So put that in your pocket, okay, so you can record everything that's going on if you insist on going and showing a house for sale or property for sale or a property for rent. The other thing is they make keychain size pepper sprays, and you can get those and put those on your keychain, and they got a little thumb lock on it. My wife carried those to and from the hospital when she would park her car and then walk to the hospital, and she had her finger on that. That's pretty good. If you use it on yourself, it's not going to kill you. It's going to make you miserable. But we need to have a little bit of protection there. Another thing, what about guns? What about pistols and firearms and all that? They scare me. They scare me. And when I did the long-term undercover police work, police detective work, and I seldom carried a pistol unless I needed it. Now, I carried it in my truck, my police truck. I had it shoved down between the seats, but I very seldom carried it. But here's the thing about firearms. It's one thing to say, well, I'm going to go get a pistol and I'm going to put it in my purse or put it in my pocket and all that. But if you haven't been trained on this, I mean formally trained, okay, it could be very, very dangerous. Okay, the last thing you want to do is have an incident happen and you pull out your gun and you can't function the thing. You can't operate the thing. That's not good. That's not good at all. So get with a firearms expert. Okay, if you want to get a firearms, we can do that. And in Kentucky, we can carry them concealed without a permit now. But whatever pistol it is that you're going to get and carry, please, please, please schedule yourself for formal training for that firearm so that you know that thing inside and out, backwards, upside down. Now, the pistol that I carried when I was a policeman in uniform was a Smith & Wesson 6906, and I could operate that thing, take it apart, put it back together, blindfolded, one arm behind my back, and that's what you need to be able to do with that, because you're going to rely on mental muscle memory when blank hits a fan. So much on personal safety. I've said that a lot. And let's move on to your other goals for this year. So when I set goals back in January, especially when I was growing my business, I set pretty lofty goals. And so how do you eat an elephant? Okay, well, one bite at a time. So back then, I focused on quantity and not so much quality. And so if I was going to buy X number of houses for this year, I broke it down into weeks. So I had to average 2.25 deals per week to achieve the goal that I set myself for that year. Now, I don't want you to focus on quantity right now, okay? That's not good. You need to focus on quality, not quantity. But I got started. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't have exit strategies. So with this COVID gradually evaporating, how is that changing your goals? And when you're setting goals, I want you to not only business, not only your real estate business, but the reason that you are here listening to me right now, you don't want to work harder. Do you want more jobs to do and eat up more of your time? No. Every one of us want our real estate investing to turn into passive income so we can sit on the beach with a fruity drink and an umbrella. And we wake up every day, we get to do what we want, and that money just gets auto-deposited into your bank account. We used to call it mailbox money, but you had to go to the mailbox to get it. Now, just direct deposit. So not only for your business, but think about Steve Covey. So Steve Covey wrote that book. I think it's called 7 Effective Habits of Highly Successful People, or it's something along that line. And I used to carry a Franklin Covey day timer, a man purse. And when you opened it up, it would have, when I had it open, I would have a whole week that I could see in one view. So on the left, I had Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and on the right, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And I would put my goals down in there. So I would do, okay, I had to have weekly goals. I had to have monthly goals. I had to have quarterly goals. I had to have the 6-month goal. Here's where I ought to be. And so you need to do that back in January. And not just business, but think about life. Think about all the hats that you wear. Your husband, your spouse, your kids, your parents. Did you set goals for them? Like for my daughters, as I learned more about this stuff, you know, success is the journey. It's not at the end of the journey. And I was raised with the mindset, bust my butt right now so that I can retire early. And I hate to admit this, but my family suffered a little bit there too because I was a workaholic. You don't have to do that. Not if you have systems. So think about the other hats that you wear, other roles. Maybe you're involved in church, nonprofits, gardening, your local RIA group. What do you do for yourself? You got to have fun too. So carefully review the first of the year goals that you set for yourself and every hat that you wear. What is your happy camper number? Did you do that? How much money in your pocket every month makes you a happy camper? And so what do I mean by that is you wake up every day and you get to do what you want because your happy camper number, the number one happy camper number 20 years ago was $10,000. Guess what it is today? Last year I was in Memphis. $10,000 for a 10-year investor. He said, if I could have $10,000 a month coming in because I own these properties, that would be great. Stick a fork in me. I'm done. Not too many people really want to compete with Donald Trump as far as amassing a huge city of real estate or something like that. So find out what your happy camper number is and then break it down. So let's say your happy camper number is $10,000 because that's the number one answer. And right now you're at $2,000. Well, if you want to bump that and make that happen, get to $10,000 a month, and you want to increase that by $8,000 this year. Well, you take the $8,000, divide it by 12, and then you put that on your Google Calendar and see how you're doing. Okay. The other thing that a lot of folks, especially getting started, if you're growing your business, you got your full-time job, and 5 hours a week is about all you can spare, devote to real estate investing. I want you to think about taxes. Okay, so we've got a new cabinet, new administration, and they have promised to the world that they're going to raise our income taxes. Do you believe it's going to happen? Yes, I do. I believe it's going to happen. So if $10,000 is your happy camper number, if you have the ability by doing buy, fix, up, and sell, or being a real estate agent on the side or part-time, and to generate extra chunks of cash, why would you want to pile that onto your happy camper number? Because you're going to have to pay income tax on that. So think about this. Let's take those things where you generate extra chunks of cash. Let's put them into your self-directed Roth IRA because you fund that. You open that up with the money that you contribute to fund your self-directed Roth IRA. You've already paid taxes on the seeds. So it's like being a farmer. Would you want to pay taxes? Would you want to not pay taxes on the seeds, grow your crops, and then when you harvest them, pay income tax on all that growth and that you've had. No, how about this? Let me pay taxes on the seeds now so that all the profit that I get when I harvest my crops is all tax-free. So focus on your self-directed Roth IRA, your spouses, your kids, your grandkids, health insurance through the roof. Well, you can also get a self-directed health savings account, okay, that you can use your knowledge to invest in stuff that you understand. And then that health savings account is tax deferred. And then you can reimburse yourself for all your medical expenses. So many folks are getting these high deductibles to lower their insurance premium. Well, the health savings account can help you out there. Then there's a CESA plan. So CESA, basically an education account for your kids, your grandkids, I guess maybe yourself. I'm not quite sure what the age limits are on that. But my good friend Jay Long, he's got his CESA account open for all four of his kids. Their college is already paid for. And there are many, many custodians that do the self-directed Roth IRAs, 401ks, health savings accounts, education things, the SEPs and all this and that. But the one I recommend is CamaPlan, and it's CamaPlan.com. The reason I recommend that is because they got a ton of training material and they have the lowest annual fees of any custodian that I've seen. And go check it out, CamaPlan.com. Open it up. Carl Fisher's the owner. Very good friend. He's been on he's taught at many of the boot camps, many of the seminars, workshops, power lunches, and he's going to be on the 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast too. And so your goal is if your happy camper number is $10,000 a month, then let's get on track to get those 20 nice rental houses paid for and do it safely in 3 to 5 years. Yes, you can do that. You can do it very easily. 20 nice rentals paid for in Mayberry with a rental house that rents for $1,000. You take off property taxes, insurance, repairs, even a management fee. You're going to net $500 per property. Now, how many you got? 20. That's $10,000 every single month because you own it. So that supports that. So let's make that part of your goal setting. Let's grow that puppy. Okay. Identify what your business needs help with. Okay. So what are some things that are challenges in your real estate business? And if you need help in any of those, just reach out to me. You can go to MikeButler.com and you can schedule a one-on-one coaching session with me and we'll get you up and running and get those things, your challenges, get those fixed because I've been there and done that. Another one that's huge as far as setting your goals, and a lot of folks overlook this, and I'll admit I did too when I got started because I didn't know what I was doing. But if you set a budget for your business, so you're going to spend X amount for, you budget this much for advertising, you budget this much for property taxes, insurance, etc. I want you to work education in there. So just like property taxes, education should be in one of your business expenses because you can get what my kind of goal was when I started attending boot camp seminars and workshops is to take these people who've been in it for 30 years and in 3 or 4 or 5 days, I could take all their knowledge and information, cram it in between my ears and my brain and get 30 years experience in a couple of weeks. Was it perfect? No, but some of these boot camps I went to 2 and 3 times because it was like drinking from a fire hydrant that was running wide open. And depending on where you are at in your investing career, if you're just getting started and you need to buy more properties so you can get those 20 nice rental houses paid for and do it in 3 to 5 years safely, well, you need to restructure debt. Okay. And so restructuring debt would be right now that, you know, the Federal Reserve has set prime at almost 0%. Never before in history has money been this cheap. So if you're just getting started and you want to grow your little portfolio of properties, and this is going to hurt your head, but borrow as much as you can for as long as you can. For example, and we've got this caveman way that we were raised, that I was raised anyway, but would I borrow $1 million if I could get it at 3% on a 30-year term? Okay. You might say, oh gosh, that's outrageous. Oh, blah, 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 blah. What can I do with that $1 million? I'm smarter than the average bear, and all I got to do is make more than 3% on it, and that's all profit, and that's somebody else's money. I mean, I'm borrowing that money to make money, okay? That's called leverage. So borrow as much as you can for as long as you can, and that'll help you grow your business and achieve the results and the goals that you want faster. Now, if you are middle ways through or three quarters of the way or close to the finish line as far as your goals on those 20 nice rental houses, you can still restructure debt. Think about this. So restructure debt to do this. Take a look at the properties that you own. And if you have loans on them, look at the interest rate and this thing. Can you restructure your debt on the properties you already have to increase your cash flow and or to help you get those puppies paid off faster? Only you can decide that. Now, once again, if you need help to do that, I do help folks and do consulting and mentoring and all that. Just go to MikeButler.com and we'll get you scheduled. But right now is mid-year. It's time to take a look at the goals that you set for this year. We're smack dab in the middle. And now is the time that you can make some adjustments because COVID is gradually evaporating. And is that going to affect what your goals were? We didn't know in January where it was going to be. Everybody talked a lot, but I mean, they're actually opening up cities and states and things like that right now. So factor that in there. Keep personal safety up there. And when you're setting goals, don't just think about business. Think about every aspect in your life, in your family, all the roles, the hats, the things that you do, including for yourself. And then take some action. Adjust your mile markers or miles, what do they call those? Milestone markers, something on your Google Calendar. That's free. And then you can knock it out of the park. And people who write down their goals get more results than people that just think about it. So with that, guys, we're going to wrap this one up. Take advantage of this. Do it right now. And you can make some adjustments. Allow 30 minutes for you to review your goals and make your adjustments. And I'll see you on the next one. Adios.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to MikeButler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.